And we know that the pandemic has put plenty of things on hold, but it's also put healthcare on hold, unfortunately. Only 40% of Australians have had a hearing screening in the last 3 years, and only 1% of people are making their hearing health a priority. I must admit, guilty as charged. And I thought, okay, let's talk to somebody who is very, very aware of this problem, and that would be Australian cricketing great Brett Lee. Brett, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Nice to be here. Thank you.
So how has the pandemic affected people's hearing and attitude to healthcare checkups more generally?
The one thing you find with hearing loss is that a lot of people, because you can't see it, you can't really feel it, delay getting their hearing checked. It's all well and good if someone's struggling with their eyesight, they go and get their eyes checked. But obviously with hearing, it's always the last to get checked. So we want to make sure that every single person makes sure they're looking after their hearing like they would if they need to get their eyesight checked.
So why is it so important for Australians to have regular hearing checkups?
If there is an issue or if there is a problem, as one in six Australians generally find there is an issue with their hearing, we can deal with the issue. A lot of people think that when they get to the age of 65 that they should lose their hearing naturally, which is generally not the case. So if you do have an issue with your hearing, make sure you go and get it checked.
Speaking this morning with former Australian Test cricketer Brett Lee about the importance of hearing checkups, Brett being a cochlear ambassador. And Brett, how does hearing loss affect the person who does lose their hearing and also those around them, those who may not actually experience the hearing loss themselves?
What we've found with hearing loss is that firstly, it affects the person that is suffering from the hearing loss, but also the people around them, their friends, their family, their mates, their work colleagues. If you can't get involved in the conversation through not being able to hear the correct question or to be able to articulate yourself perfectly, then there's going to be a lot of issues. And then you find that the person that has got the hearing loss, they generally go into their shell, and we don't want that. So if you do believe that someone is suffering from hearing loss, go and get checked and then you can deal with the problem.
And in the event that someone close to us does have hearing loss, but they don't actually know that they have hearing loss, what are some of the ways that we can tell that they are losing their hearing, other than obviously the fact that they do miss out a little bit on conversation?
Look for the telltale signs. Look for the cupping of the ear. Look for them pushing one ear forward. Look for those repeated questions. Or even if they answer the question, which has got no context of what the question was or what where that conversation was leading. So if you see these telltale signs, maybe have a nice word to them and say, I believe that you could be suffering from hearing loss. And could is a very important question because, you know, you don't know that someone is suffering from hearing loss until they go and get checked by a clinician. So once that's checked, if they're fine, we'll then go back to normal life. And if they're not, then there's measures that could be put in place.
And how can people get their hands on a little bit more information if they are concerned about hearing loss or if they just want to find out more generally?
Well, you can go on the website, which is www.cochlear.com, and it's C-O-C-H-L-E-A-R, Cochlear. So jump online. There's all the information there that can give you the examples of where you can go. Or if you're just walking past the shopping centre or down the mall, it's a great time to get your hearing checked. A lot of people will have their eyes tested once a year. It's also make sure that you have your ears tested at least once per year.